Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 52. I'm Jamie.
I'm Alex.
And here's the thing. We're going to try to have Tim on in a segment here. If you hear this, that means he's on here. Well, fuck it. If you hear this either way, I'm hoping he's on there. And if he's not, because I promised last week he was going to be here, and his schedule, again, is very busy, but I'm hoping he jumps in for the next topic. But Alex and I are going to do a little two-man half episode here, and if Tim does not show up, we'll have to do the rest of it. So in the meantime, we're going to talk about my topic, which is, because of the episode number, I had to do this, my 52 pickup.
Now, you less intelligent folk out there.
Ooh!
52, as in 52 weeks of the year.
Yes, this is why I got the idea. Okay, so going back to the history of this idea, my blog had just got started March 2015, just over 2 years ago. And in 2016, I wanted to do some more series, some more different recurring things that would be exciting. So I came up with this idea completely on my own. I find it hard to believe that it hasn't been done yet because it's perfect. Not only, 52 weeks in the year, but I used a card theme with the logo, but also I'm picking them up after years of seeing these movies and seeing they hold up. So it worked in every level. Now, this idea was like, okay, initially I was going to watch movies that meant something to me. So some I haven't gotten to, by the way, yet. So tease for the rest of the 52 pickup for this year. But for example, I'll give you one of them now. Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas was a movie I wanted to watch because it was the first time I had ever seen recasting in films. The second film didn't have the same, I think, Rocky or Colt.
So you're going to do one and two?
No. I'm going to bring them up in general. No, I'm only going to do the first one. Like I did that with D2 Mighty Ducks. I usually would just go the first movie, but the second and third movie get really crazy. And then I'm not going to watch the fourth one with Hulk Hogan because it was all completely new cast. It sucked. Terrible, terrible, terrible. High Noon at Mega Mountain.
They did a Three Ninjas 4.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Just sounds like it's one too many, right? Three Ninjas. That's perfect. Trilogy. Yeah. End it. But for example, for Back to the Future, it was the movie that made me want to make films. So obviously did it last year in July around its release. I wanted to talk about films that I loved. Like I love crossovers. So I did put Avengers in there from 2012. And I regret that decision. I regretted it pretty much after I made the post because I was like, why the hell did I do this? It was only 4 years old at the time. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And so it's like the one black sheep of this whole first year of lists. But mostly the films I grew up watching that meant something to me or my brother and I, Travis, we watched incessantly. So there was a lot of memories tied to each one of these films. Like Casper, First Crush, Christina Ricci. Oh my God, I was in love with her when I first saw that. But
now, obviously, Back to the Future is one of your favorite movies and you've seen it since you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So you still watched it for your 52?
Yeah, I mean,
you've seen it recently.
Right. I mean, there were films that had to be part of this list to me because I never planned on doing another year. So it was going to be only the 52 and that's it. But I had so many. I had almost 3 years worth of movies I could have watched. Some are a little more obscure than others, and I'm getting to more obscure ones this time. But yeah, even if I've seen Back to the Future a million times or I'd seen Tremors, which was number 6 of last year.
I just watched that last year for the first time.
Oh, wow. That's good. I love that movie. It was something about just watching them in this context that was really fun because I really did look at it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Critically rather than...
Not even critically, fun. Just like trying to see as an adult, do the themes of the film hold up? Because I used to watch Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. I loved them as a kid. I know they were cheesy and stuff, but looking back on them now, I haven't watched them for a while, but I might watch one of them soon. I don't know. Point is, they're regarded as really terrible now. Probably then too, but as adults, because I didn't know as a kid it was like a big deal. I was 12. Well, I was 13 when Batman and Robin came out. This idea was just something I also wanted to do because after 2015, where I did the DLM challenge, where I had to watch 365 movies in as many days, I was watching all new stuff. So I wanted to go back and relive the stuff I loved watching because my friend Brandon and I would always talk about it. Like, man, like I have watched this again. I'm like, man, I don't have time for old movies. I got to watch new movies. To me, things I've never seen yet. So it was really frustrating not being able to see those old movies.
What does DLM stand for?
The Doug Loves Movies Challenge.
Oh, gotcha.
He did
it
in the year 2015 himself, and he just squeezed it out at the end like I did because we were so behind. And a lot of people got it done super early. One guy got it done like in October or August. And he had like 400, almost 500 movies by the time he was done.
And it's just new movies or old ones too?
New to you.
Okay.
And there were a couple of exceptions for me. I did watch movies that I couldn't remember like more than one scene of. I'm like, I'd seen this like once and I forgot all about it. So I counted it. I shouldn't have, but I did.
Okay. So then you watched the 365 and then in addition the 52.
No, that was 2015. 2016 2016 was 52 pickup.
I've been counting my movies for this year, my new movies, and I'm at like 30, 31.
Damn.
And it's like 3 months in, and I'm like, if I get to 100, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know how people do 365. That's crazy.
It's a lot. I just got just over 100 last year for new stuff.
Okay.
Because I like keeping track of this stuff. It's really fun. I love stats. I love looking back because I can look back and say, oh, I saw Evolution this day. And I remember what I did that day, whereas I never...
Did you write down the date?
Oh, yeah. I always put the dates down.
Oh, yeah. See, that's right. I just have a list going.
Yeah.
You inspired me. I started a list.
So, for example, in the 365, there was like February 4th. I watched three movies that day. Well, I watched Mud that day, and I was sick because I called out of work. So, I watched three movies there, and then I ate like my own chicken rice soup. So, I remember that moment because of the challenge, because I wrote it down. Like, oh, my God, I remember doing that day. I wouldn't be able to tell you what day it was until I had this list. Now I do.
Yeah.
So if I could have a corroboration. Well, no, I didn't murder that person. Yeah. I was sick in my house watching Mud. Just out of curiosity, I want to see if you have seen... I'm going to just go down the line really quick, just for the hell of it. I might not use this. Say yes or no if you've seen them.
Okay.
Okay? Stay tuned.
No.
Basketball.
No, I want to.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Not all of it.
Oh, no. Spaceballs.
Yes.
Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Tremors.
Yes.
Casper.
Both last year. Yes.
Meteor Man.
No.
Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, right?
I should add that to mine.
Men in Black.
Yes.
Predator.
Yes.
The Truman Show.
Yes. Love that movie.
It's a good movie. It's my favorite. One of my favorite posts, too. I really went crazy with that one. Dirty Work.
No.
Beavis and Butthead Do America.
No.
What?
I've never seen an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
The movie's so funny. The show's great, too. Kingpin.
No.
National Lampoon's Senior Trip.
No. I've seen one of the National Lampoons. I don't think it was
probably like Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is not Chevy Chase at all. Evolution.
No.
Marvel's The Avengers.
Yes.
Of course. Ghost.
No.
Twister.
Yes.
All right, good.
I like that one.
Last Action Hero.
Yes.
Austin Powers 1.
Yes.
I'm not saying full title. International Man of Mystery. Heavyweights.
No.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Yes.
Fluke.
Last year. 20th anniversary. No.
Castaway.
No. That's on my list,
okay,
too.
Okay, interesting. Ghostbusters, the original.
Yes.
Batteries Not Included.
No.
Rat Race.
No, I think I read... Is it based on a book? I think I read the book.
No, it's Cuba Gooding Jr., Whoopi Goldberg, like a huge cast of people all trying to get $1 million.
No.
The Matrix.
Yes.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Scary Movie.
Not all the way through. I've seen 3 and 4.
You say that a lot. Do you stop movies and like, I'm done? This is boring.
No, I just... No.
You're like, I don't know why. Something comes up and you have to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the Future.
Yes. You know why? I think it's because I stumble upon them on cable, and if I don't own them, it's like, there's no way to see the whole thing.
Interesting. So you watch like halfway, and you're like, fuck, I'll keep watching. Yeah, that sucks. Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
No.
It's probably one of the best Freddies ever.
Hmm.
Idle Hands.
No.
Beetlejuice.
Yes? I don't really remember it, but yeah, I've seen it.
Jason Goes to Hell.
No.
Puppet Master 4.
No.
I regret doing that one. I should have done like
are these two or three. Your October ones?
Yeah. Okay. All Halloween themed, yeah.
Yeah.
I should have done like two or three because four is just, it does not hold up. I mean, even to me, it's like, ugh. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, but which one are you referring to?
I've seen the one called Willy Wonka, not Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yes.
The second one.
Yes.
Where they die.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't like that one as much, but yes.
Yeah, of course. I liked it a lot. As a kid.
Yeah.
And I think I almost liked it better for some reason, even if I love time travel. But as a kid, I mean, I think I like the first one better now.
How are they going to do a third one?
One day.
I think they are. I think it's like confirmed.
They've been talking about that for years, though.
Oh.
I don't know. Howard the Duck?
No.
Oh, that's a terrible movie to watch.
Yeah, like,
that's,
I know.
That was an interesting view.
I never even heard of him until Guardians.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Desperado?
No.
What Woman Want?
No.
I love that movie. It's like the best romantic comedy. It's like supernatural powers. It's fucking great.
The best romantic comedy.
Well, that's, I mean, a statement. It's not like a typical romantic comedy. It's a little more brash. It has like I said, it has like this power, kind of like he can hear what women say.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a really cool idea. It is Mel Gibson, though. And I know how you feel about Starship Troopers.
No.
Paul Verhoeven, who did RoboCop.
Huh.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yes.
Oh, you sure about that one?
There's only a poster hanging in my room.
Oh, that's it. Near a thing signed by Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Gremlins. The first one.
No, actually.
Wow, that's a good one. Home Alone.
No. Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh,
sorry.
Shit.
Yes.
I was going to say, what?
Yes. I said no because I meant to add it to my list and I didn't. Yes.
Oh. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I love that movie. Have you seen Honey?
Oh, I've seen them
Shrunk
all.
Ourselves.
I've seen them all. That was
the third one?
That's the third one.
That's the third one?
What's second
the
second one was one? Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
I have not seen that one. I always thought Ourselves was the second one.
No.
What?
No, it's good. It has most of the same cast, too, because it came out a few years later. That was my first movie I've ever seen in theaters.
I might have to go rent that or something.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
No.
That's a really weird one. Jumanji.
Yes.
And Super Mario Brothers.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's funny to watch, though. But anyway.
That's like as notorious as like the first Fantastic Four movie, isn't it? Like the first one. Like before Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah. The Roger Corman. Yeah. I've never seen it. It's okay. So hard to find. I don't think it... I don't know. Now, I had asked you before we started recording, what would you have on your hypothetical list of 52 pickup as childhood favorites?
So, now let's see. You say yes or no.
Okay.
I would love to do this one of these years.
Sure.
I didn't realize I had so many. So... I tried to watch the first Homeward Bound yesterday at the dog sitting.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not on his Amazon. I don't know why. Weird. So I have Homeward Bound 2 on here.
Okay. I've seen it. Yes.
Mighty Joe Young.
Yes.
George of the Jungle.
Yes.
I have Toy Story 2 because obviously Toy Story 1 holds up. I've watched it like in past years, but I want to see if Toy Story 2 holds up.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it.
The Iron Giant.
Yes. Recently.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh my God. What
so
a great
good.
Movie. Okay, so you're doing ones even if you've seen them recently.
Yeah.
See, I didn't do that.
Okay. Well, it's on here, but I'm I've watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
True Lies, which I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that so long.
Yeah. Air Bud.
Yep, I've seen that.
Blades of Glory.
Yep.
Inception, which I haven't seen since the theater, which is why it's on here.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
That's not that long.
The Lion King.
Yep.
Free Willy.
Oh, yeah.
Love Free Willy.
Damn, I should be my list.
I like read the book and everything. Oliver and Company, which is my Disney movie that like nobody remembers.
I remember it. I think I've seen it once, but I cannot remember for the life of me what happens in it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Streetcar Named Desire or the it's like a gang of dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
And Oliver's like a tabby, like orange
He's
cat.
He's like a pet, yeah.
Okay.
And he wants to get back to his...
Yeah. I haven't seen it in so long.
He might be... I think he's a... He might be... I don't know what he is, actually. If he's a cat or a dog. I don't know. Okay. The Star Wars prequels.
Oh, that's a good one to put on the list.
Now, I watched 2 last year, and I absolutely hated it. And I was like, I'm not going to watch 3 or 1. But I'm like, I'd like to see how bad they really are, like, now. Because I used to like them as a kid. I really did.
Yeah. So 2 is the worst out of the 3, though.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I skipped 1 because I thought that was the worst. I don't know.
I mean, 1's debatable, but 1 does some cool things and has some really good music. 2 is just, like... bitchy, pissy, Anakin.
Oh,
the
man,
whole time.
I was so mad. I was like,
and
why?
And the pod racing scene, the first one's really fun.
It is. It's awesome. A Bug's Life.
Yep.
A Bug's Life over Ants.
See, I haven't watched Ants in so long, I couldn't tell you if it was good or not anymore.
Okay, here's one. I'm going to be really surprised if you've seen this. The Jungle Book, Mowgli's Story.
That's the direct-to-video sequel?
Is it? I don't know. I guess it's a sequel.
It must be, right?
Yeah. My mom.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
No, I never watched this. I heard about this. I didn't really care about Jungle Book that much.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it.
I just had it, so I like watched it. okay. Honey, we shrunk the kids. Honey, we shrunk ourselves.
Yep.
The Rookie, which we talked about a little bit.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid.
The Kid.
Bruce Willis.
Angels in the Outfield.
Yep.
E.T. Stuart Little.
Oh, yeah.
Like Mike. which I used to love that as a kid. The Goofy Movie and the Extremely Goofy Movie.
I don't think the second one was as good as the first one.
I don't think it is either. You know what's funny? When I saw Monsters University, I was like, this is the extremely goofy movie. Why are they even doing this?
It's oh, really?
Like, yeah, because he goes to college and they have the X Games and all
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
And I was
that's
like,
right.
Why did they do this?
I forgot all about that freaking plot.
First four Harry Potter movies. Because I feel like the fourth one came out when I was in like sixth grade, seventh grade.
Okay.
So I feel like I could go back and revisit those. I used to love the first two are still my favorite Harry Potter movies, but I haven't seen them in so long.
So this is where I finally say I have not seen any of the Harry Potters.
Okay. we'll get to that topic later.
One day. It'd be cool to have a topic like that where I watch all the Harry Potters as a never reading the books, never being in the whole fad and seeing what I take on it.
That would be so fun.
It'd be good.
And then National Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Used Great to be movie. One of my favorite movies. I was like, I saw that as a kid. I was like, wow, Nick Cage is so good. And then I watched a few more movies and I was like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my potential
list.
He's
fun, though. That was a fun movie. It's like a popcorn flick. It's a fun action movie. It's like a travel the world kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. But that's my list that I have so far.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad list. Yeah. And I was telling you earlier, it doesn't matter. Like, to me, my rules were just a certain thing that I put on by myself. But you don't have to have the same thing if you want to do it. It's really fun to do this, though. To go back and watch old films, it's a great time.
Man, I remember Free Willy, like, so well. And I don't think I've seen it in forever. I just actually watched Air Bud, like, two or three years ago with my friend. And I think it was so nostalgic that it was still, like, it was almost even better. Like, E.T. is, like, I watched that last year at the Hollywood Bowl. One of the best movie experiences I've ever had. And I was, like, crying. This is so much more meaningful now than it was as a kid just because of the nostalgia.
Yeah. That's the thing I always have to parse out. It's difficult. You know, is it nostalgia or is it quality?
Uh-huh.
When I rewatch it, is it because I grew up watching this or is it because it is actually good?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to discern sometimes. I mean, you want to just say, no, it's great. But sometimes you have to think about it. Like, no, that was pretty much nostalgia. It's not the best movie in the world. But
yeah.
It's because I watched it as a kid. Free Willy was one, though. When they went to like that Seattle fish market.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, as a kid, I'm like, wow, that's a cool place. Like, I would love to visit there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't. Or is it Seattle? Yeah. No, it was Florida. Or San Diego.
Florida.
I think it was San Diego.
I think it was San Diego. It was where one of the SeaWorlds is, I think.
Sure. Did they actually use the name SeaWorld in that movie? I can't remember. I don't think so.
No, they didn't. That's a very relevant movie now, though. Blackfish.
Yeah. I had seen that way before Reservoir Dogs. When I first saw Reservoir Dogs, I'm like, oh, that's the father from Free Willy, Michael Madsen.
Oh, shit. You just blew my mind. I didn't even...
Yeah.
See, that's how long it's been since I've seen it. I was always like, who is this guy from Reservoir Dogs? And I never,
and it's
like fucking...
It's like a year before Free Willy, too. So he just cut some guy's ear off, and now he's being a nice little father for this kid.
That's awesome.
That trilogy was pretty interesting. They did some more.
Steve
Irwin's daughter and stuff.
I didn't see two or three. In the book, there was a whole thing with an oil spill. Was that
in
one of the movies?
That's in three, I think. It's definitely there.
Okay.
I used to read like the novelizations of the movies. It's so weird. It's just like a scriptment. It's just like, here's the basic idea of the story. It's mostly there. I don't think they don't cut a lot of it out. Even the like horrific stuff where the hunters are going after Free Willy. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's in the book. That's for kids. Book fairs.
You know what movie really holds up? I watched last year, Galaxy Quest.
Oh my God. That's a great movie.
It's like, and our family friend is one of the writers, but oh my God, I was like, this is so brilliant. Like the script and like everything. It's like making fun of Star Trek, but it's serious, but it's like a comedy at the same time. There's so many layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
So you said your family friend was the co-writer?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We didn't know him at the time, but yeah.
Sure. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever ask him about the movie? Like, what made you come up with this?
No, I should.
It was like, what, early 2000s or late 90s? Maybe it was 99, 2000.
I definitely didn't watch it when it came out, so I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's one of those, like, you know, my IMDb brain doesn't really register properly. Normally, I can get this stuff right off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it's 99.
Did you ever watch that for your 99. Thing?
No. I might, because that was a great film, and I have it. So here's what I've seen so far this year. Let's just go through these, see if you've seen these. D2, The Mighty Ducks.
No.
That was one of those, like, a couple reasons. Julie the Cat, the character, was from Bangor, Maine. I'm like, oh my God. And then the fact that I thought, in my mind, a better sequel than the original. It was just a lot more fun.
I've never seen The Mighty Ducks. I'm not a big hockey fan. So
I wasn't either, but it was one of those Disney movies that really got me excited.
Oh, and I wanted to add Kazam to my list, too, starring Shaq.
Kazam, oh no, yeah.
Yeah, see if that one holds up. We'll see.
D2 The Mighty Ducks. And then there's Overnight Delivery. Did you watch that with me? No, you didn't. Oh, no, I watched it at my old place. That was like the road trip ripped us off because it was so similar. Cool Runnings?
No.
Oh, so good.
It's on my list. Is that River Phoenix?
No, no, that's John Candy and the Jamaican bobsled team.
Okay.
And then Small Soldiers?
Yes.
Suburban Commando?
No.
Oh, one of the worst Hulk Hogan movies ever, and that's saying a lot. Little Monsters?
No.
Mouse Hunt?
Yes.
Maximum Overdrive?
No.
It's terrible. George of the Jungle?
Yes. You watched that this year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Batman, the movie, 1966.
Yep. That was great.
I know, right? Eraser?
Yes. I actually like Batman, the movie, better, but Eraser had a better, like,
it was fun.
Core idea, yeah.
Rookie of the Year?
No.
And my new one this week. We're going to talk about the film I watched recently for this number 13.
Now, to preface this, I walked down to the video store,
yeah,
returned a movie, asked if they had this movie, got on the floor, got it, checked out, and I was like, what is this guy thinking?
The movie is the 1995...
Infamous.
Cheered and Jeered. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Infamous film, Waterworld. Now, one of the biggest budgets of the time, it was one of the biggest flops for a while. I think it actually made money recently, finally... broke even like three, four years ago. It was a film starring Kevin Costner. He was running high off of Dances with Wolves and all these other things. I think he was in The Bodyguard, right? I haven't seen that film yet.
I haven't seen it either.
Pretty sure it's him. Him and Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that film, Waterworld as a kid to me was really interesting because the first time I'd seen it was as a rental from Video Market. And I had this babysitter. My mom had a babysitter for me. I've only had her like once or twice. But I had the biggest crush on her. She was 4 years older than me. My brother and I were not that old. Yeah. Young. We were like 11. I was 11. Okay. So I'm like, what the hell, man? This girl's gorgeous. And she was watching after us. So we watched Waterworld. I'm like, I just want to like put my arm around her. You know, I was a kid. I was like, I know what the hell I'm doing.
Jamie discovering his body.
Oh, yeah. But Waterworld was really interesting because at first it was like one of the first things in the movie is like he drinks his own piss. I'm like, that's weird. And then like the idea behind Waterworld, where the entire world is enveloped by water because of polar ice caps. Very topical now. Fuck you, Trump. Taking all the shit back. He's trying to help the environment, not make it worse. We don't want a water world, for real. He is a drifter.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Mariner. And he travels the world just to live. He'll dive underwater, get dirt, which people don't know where he gets it from. But spoilers, he has gills. He's a mutant, so he can kind of like breathe underwater.
Spoilers for Waterworld.
Yeah, sorry.
If you haven't seen it.
Sorry. And then he meets a...
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, he meets a mother-daughter-esque pair. They're not related, but she has a tattoo to what is perceived as dry land. And this guy, Mariner, has never seen it. So they get roped together to get out of this atoll that... It was like a man-made atoll. That was like a marketplace and a place to rest and get some water, like fresh water.
You know what it reminded me of? The Mad Max, the center where it starts and they go in the Infuriate Road. I don't know why it reminded me of that place.
There's a reason why it looks so similar. The cinematographer is the same guy who did The Road Warrior and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, so 2 and 3.
Oh, I have not seen those.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I mean, 3 is not that great, but point is... This film was very much Mad Max on water, almost exactly. Down to the smokers, they look like the villains are all dirty. They wear a lot of brown clothing, very earthy tones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really bizarre thing. But yeah, getting back to the girl. So the little girl is played by Tina Majorino, which I blew your fucking mind with. She is, what's her name on?
Deb.
She's Deb on Napoleon Dynamite.
She left a bunch of crap on my porch.
She did. And yeah, so that was pretty interesting. The fact that Alex had no idea. I'm like, oh my God. Because as a kid, when I first saw Napoleon Dynamite when I was almost 20, I was like, holy shit.
You were almost 20?
Wait. When Napoleon came out.
No.
Yeah, it came out in 2004. I was 19.
I was in like third or fourth grade.
Yeah, you're young. No, when it came out, I was like, oh my God, that's the kid from Waterworld. Like, I recognized her face immediately. And then, of course, you get the opposite reaction where it's like, that's Deb from Napoleon Dynamite?
And then... what's his name? From Sons of Anarchy, too.
Kim Coates.
Yes.
From Sons, who's always a bad guy. He plays Drifter. That's why I mixed up the Drifter earlier.
Yeah.
He's just such a great look to him. He has great fucking wolf eyes and a badass goatee.
He's super nice in person. I met him before.
Yeah, you met him. That's cool.
Yeah. At my internship at Fox, I was like, are we going to have the Sons of Anarchy people on? Are we going to do it? And I was bugging them for like weeks. And then the day before, they were like, so he's going to be in tomorrow. And I was like, I went out after my internship, bought a Sons of Anarchy shirt and wore it the next day.
Wow.
And I was like, and he gave me, he brought in season 5 on Blu-ray and he gave it to me because he was like, I know you're a fan. And I was like, that's cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Was it new at the time, that season?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah. And so, yeah. So overall, you thought this film was pretty good?
No.
No. Interesting. No. What are the odds? I mean, because it was pretty poorly received.
Yeah. Well, this was me watching it for the first time. I had seen part of it before. I think I actually, on this one, I got bored and I turned it off.
Yep.
And then I just never got back to it. And so I watched the whole thing this time. And it's shocking how big the fight scenes are and how many there are.
Yeah.
And how boring they are. It's like really weird. Like, I've never seen fight scenes so like boring. Like the dialogue scenes were more interesting than the fight scenes, I thought.
I agree.
And then even some of the dialogue scenes, it's like the language the new foreign language that they have is kind of like, wait, really? Like, it reminded me of my thought in Cloud Atlas when it was like the true, and I was like, this is dumb. This is the future.
Yeah,
like,
I fucking hate that true.
Why is the language so much dumber now? Like, it should be smarter. Okay, my biggest problem with it was, you know, in the beginning they show the polar ice caps melting.
Yep.
And then they do the whole story. And then, like, 3/4 of the way through, they're like, and the twist is that they don't know that the land's beneath us. I would have thought that the better way to go about it was to start it without showing the polar ice caps melting, just in this water world, and then it's like, oh, this is what happened, and this is our world.
That'd be pretty cool. I think that would be a better thing to do.
I was so shocked they showed it in the beginning. I was like, this is supposed to be a twist right now?
I guess because it's like 100 or 200 years later in the future.
Yeah.
That these people don't know, which is weird. You think they'd have record books of the past. These people survived. Their family survived somehow. They're still alive. They'd have some kind of like story passed down from generation to generation.
I feel like there's a big plot hole right there.
Maybe they didn't have that intro, but they had to put it in because they thought test audiences didn't think or confused, maybe.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I loved it. I think I liked it better now because I get your point with some of it's boring. Some of it felt fake. I feel like you're watching a production, stage production.
Which is why the Universal stage production holds up so well.
Which I couldn't believe you said was still going.
It's so good.
Like, that makes a lot of money. I think that's part of why it made money back. That and DVDs eventually broke.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much money, because you don't pay separate for it.
Sure.
So I don't know how much money from the ticket goes into it. But yeah, it's like, it's a great show, and I think that's why it stuck around. Like, the movie's so notorious. I mean, it stuck out the Terminator 2 show at Universal, and it's like...
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think Waterworld is a great idea, and I just don't know how they ruined it. It's like with DC, where it's like, you guys have this great idea, and like, Suicide Squad, really? How do you ruin Suicide Squad? And they did it.
They did.
But it's, okay, a world, it's all water. So much you could do with that, and it would be so cool. The feel, when it starts, like, the feel is there. Like, it's like, you know, he's on water, and you're like, oh, this is, like, so weird, and, like, I'm saying, like, a lot.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Okay. In the beginning, like, the feel, oh, my God, I hate myself. In the beginning, the feel of the epicness is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of starts going away with each fight scene.
Yep.
I don't know how. It just kind of went downhill. And it's like they could totally... I feel like if they did a remake of Waterworld, which they would never do because it didn't make much money at the time. But if they did, I feel like it would be better now if they had a better idea.
I believe they could do this. And if they do it a more economical way and make it more interesting, I think it could be possibly done.
I think if anyone would do it, it'd be Jerry Bruckheimer.
I would... Yeah, that or... Gore Verbinski, who does Pirates, a lot of the Pirates. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool to see him do that. I mean, the Pirates movies essentially are the best parts of Waterworld because it's mostly sea battles and then these really interesting characters. Like, that's all Waterworld needs to do is make all of the fights interesting, make the characters interesting, make the story a little bit better.
That's all it needs to do.
That's all. Nothing else.
Like the whole script.
The music to me was a little off, too, so I'd even say get better music. It just felt really weird and out of place. They had last-minute changed the composer for, I think it was James Newton Howard that took over. And, of course, I gotta say, one of the best, like, terrible bad guys, obviously, Dennis Hopper is just a fun fucking bad guy.
From Speed.
From Super Mario Brothers.
From Super Mario Brothers.
He was the villain in that too, and it was always like this campy ass shit. I loved it. He was such a great villain. I loved him ever since Easy Rider. He's so fucking good.
What is your favorite cheesy 90s action movie?
Probably like Last Action Hero.
Oh, really?
Because it was just, it was self-referential.
Mine is tied between Speed and Face-Off.
Oh,
Face-Off is like cheesy. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Or the doves fly up at the feet when he walks in the church, and I'm like, this shot is just the epitome of this movie.
But we're going to switch it over now to me and Tim, hopefully. If you hear this, that means we have Tim on the show.
You should just keep this in regardless.
I am. And we are back. Wasn't that a riveting segment with Alex that you didn't hear yet?
Oh, it was so thrilling.
I know. Alex is so fun. So
thrilling. I mean, it's just, you know, Alex and I have such a connection, so I just know exactly what he talked about.
You read his mind. What the hell did we talk about? Oh, we talked about that fucking movie.
Well, that's what you talked about.
I don't remember what we talked about. That's great. I'll hear it later.
It's okay. I know exactly. I'm sorry. Coffee.
No, it's fine. You're blaming it on drugs. Legal drugs.
Of course, because since California.
Well, I was referring to coffee and caffeine, but okay.
Oh. That's not the drugs I'm on. I really am not. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all illegal. Cocaine, LSD, PCP.
No.
Whatever he can possibly get his hands on. But I wanted to bring up something. Actually, no. This is technically my second topic, because what I talked about, now that I remember it, was 52 Pickup. Like, because it was episode 52, perfect fit. Like, the history of how I came up with the idea.
Oh, yes.
But because Alex has a great topic, I do not want to take until we're all here, because it's amazing.
Okay.
And it's going to take some research.
All right.
But in the meantime, to have some fun with the audience, all 15 of you? It always fluctuates. 25?
It's like 16 now.
It's like 26, I think.
26, okay. That's good. We'll see. I love you all.
Let's see. And that includes me, by the way. Because I subscribe to my own podcast. I'm one of them people. Yeah. 25.
25 subscribers.
As of this recording. So, for all of you out there, and I know a few of you who listen to this show weekly, and for Tim, I wanted to play a game, a movie-related game. We'll come back to this another time, but I really love to have people at home play along. And I'm aping it 100% from Doug Benson, and I'm sorry for that. But it is the Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. There's a lot of history behind that name. It's really funny, but the basic premise of this game is that you're trying to get people to guess who the top four of this actor is. So, for example, I'll go John Travolta. So you're trying to guess, for one point, you're trying to guess John Travolta. So the best known for, I'll say first, Pulp Fiction. But you don't want to jump in just right away. To chime in, you'd say your own name. Obviously, it's just you, but you don't want to jump in and say, it could be anyone, Samuel L. Jackson, Tim Roth. It could be literally anyone. Exactly. So then let's say you got it right. You took a shot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have the next three he's known for on IMDb, which is always random. It's either based on box office. I found out some things. It's either based on the amount of box office it made worldwide. Animations tend to be on there more often than not.
Okay.
Oh, I should turn that off.
Woo!
And also some of the most random movies. Not to mention that the actors now in pro can change their top four.
Okay.
So if they went in and changed their own, it's a fucking crapshoot. Whatever they think are the best movies is what's going to show up.
So it doesn't like necessarily depend on star meter or anything?
Part of that is the equation. The algorithm is an insane collection, this mass like of...
a whole bunch of data.
Exactly.
Ah.
So for example, let's say I said John Travolta, or I said Pulp Fiction, you said John Travolta, you get a point. Then for bonus points, you can name whatever's left, one or two or three of the last names on the known for titles. So what would you guess would be the next three that John Travolta would be known for?
Based on what was recent, maybe O.J. Simpson?
Oh, because TV is in there too.
Yeah, right.
But no, it's not.
No. Okay. Face Off?
Okay. And I won't tell you until we're done. So you have three guesses.
I have three guesses. Yep. Okay. So Face John Off, Wolf. Grease.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you. I don't really know many John Travolta movies. Mm-hmm. Oh, Hairspray maybe. I don't know. That's all I know.
Okay. So I thought you were gonna get them all right away, because Face Off is number three. Grease is number two.
Oh, wow.
And I was almost saying the animation to see if you'd say it, because I was like, it's too perfect not to. But Bolt. He was the voice of Bolt.
Oh.
Which I forget about, too, so.
Miley Cyrus was also in that one.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, she was
Thanks
the voice
for that,
in that
tidbit.
Hey, random fact.
I'm going to take some random names now.
If I don't know the...
Well, see, the thing is, you're going to probably know the actor. Because you'll hear the first movie. You'll be like, okay, I'm trying to think in that movie. Who's in that movie right now? and then you start narrowing it down.
What if I haven't seen the movie?
If you haven't seen the movie, then you have to wait till the next name, because I'll keep naming all four of them until you guess the name.
Okay.
So if you want to wait, take your time.
Okay, all right.
But in a multiple-person scenario...
Whoever gets it first gets more points.
Sure, but if you say if you guess first and you're wrong, you can't guess again until the next name. So you got to wait until everybody else gets a chance. All right, so let's go. The first movie this person's IMDb is Gravity. Narrows it down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess? Or you want to wait?
Sandra Bullock?
Wrong.
Oh, damn it. George Clooney.
Too late.
Damn it.
This will be a good one. The first movie for this person's top IMDb is Inglourious Basterds.
Okay, you're going to have to give me another one because there's so many people in that.
Oh, I know. The next one, Prometheus.
Michael Fassbender.
Yep.
Okay.
So then guess the two other films that would be on his top four known for.
All right.
And usually, by the way, you play to 5 points, so you'd have one now. Or it depends. You can point whatever you want. 10 points, doesn't matter.
Do they show movies that aren't released yet? I don't know.
Not usually, no.
Not usually, okay.
Mostly, again, the most popular roles for them. Like, obviously, Inglourious Basterds was the first time many people had seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And then other stuff's international box office or just a big franchise, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to throw a shot in the dark, Assassin's Creed.
Okay. I think you might be overthinking it.
I mean, shame.
You're wrong on both fronts. there was no shame or...
Assassin's Creed.
X-Men Days of Future Past and X-Men First Class.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was in that.
It happens.
Yeah. Okay, well, at least I got him right.
So you'd have 1 point. All right, so this actor, his first known for is Monsters, Inc.
Is this John Goodman?
You got it.
Wow.
So that's 1 point. Now you have 3 guesses as to what else he would be known
Kong
for.
Skull Island.
Okay.
Emperor's New Groove.
Okay.
The Artist. I don't know.
Some of those are good guesses. But the top three actually was Roseanne was number two. The show Roseanne.
I don't even know that show.
Okay. The Big Lebowski.
Oh, God.
One of his best known. And actually, they usually don't have a lot of new stuff, but this is pretty new. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Really? Not even Kong?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, usually they don't go super new like that. Unless it's like a breakthrough performance for that person.
That's true. But I mean, I thought Kong's Skull Island did really well.
It did really well, but it's not.
Well, I'm sucking at this game, guys. You guys can beat me.
This one should be easy for you.
You overestimate me.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. This person's first known for is Kung Fu Panda.
Jack Black.
That's right. What are the next three on his known for?
Kung Fu Panda 2, Kung Fu Panda 3.
One more guess?
School of Rock.
You got School of Rock and Kung Fu Panda 2.
Okay.
And also, for some reason, King Kong's his second one.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Sure.
It did really well overseas.
That's true. You're right. And again, this algorithm is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to have you try me.
So I just pick random people?
Yeah, whoever you want.
First movie, Lost in Translation.
Oh, damn. Which one is it? I would say, I want to play it safe, but I don't. I would say Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this one should be easy. Marvel's The Avengers, Her, and Under the Skin.
So you got Avengers, right?
Oh, Lucy, isn't it? It's Lucy.
Lucy.
Shit.
And The Prestige.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. Like, they're random. I would have thought that there may have been even more Avengers stuff.
Because, I mean, Lucy did so well, even if people really didn't think it would.
But that not only that, but it also helps the fact that she starred in that one. I think that helps, too.
Oh, yeah.
It did well, and she's the lead.
Yeah.
Which you have to hit so many things to think about.
Yeah, it's crazy. First well-known movie is for Inception.
I'll wait till the next name, please.
Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, so it's Tom Hardy. Oh, nope. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I almost said him, too. Yeah. Son
Joseph
of a bitch.
Gordon-Levitt.
That happens so rarely. Oh, my heart. I would guess his other ones are Looper and Brick.
Looper and 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've played this with my friend Brandon before,
mm-hmm.
and we're both really insanely like IMDb-esque. Our brains, and it's still really tricky because you do not know what's going to come up as the top four.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Brandon, by the way. He listens all the time.
Oh, hi, Brandon. This one's going to be hard for you, though.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It's probably Susan Sarandon.
No.
Oh, is it Brian Bosworth?
No.
It's Tim Curry. God damn it. Why did I choose him first? I thought you were going to throw me a loop. Okay, he would probably have It, the show, obviously, the miniseries. I would say he would have... be known for not Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
No.
Okay. The new Rocky Horror Picture Show live special. He was like the guy in the wheelchair. I don't know.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I forgot he's even in that.
Yeah, The Hunt for Red October.
I've never seen it, so that doesn't help.
And Fern Gully.
Holy shit.
Right?
Zero.
I know. Three. I was like, I've seen Charlie's Angels, but that's it.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Okay, I'll do something that's, I guess, fairly easy.
No, do what you gotta do. I fucked up. I should have waited.
But even if I did the second one, you wouldn't have known.
Well, that's true.
It would have been hard.
Like, I would have taken a more educated guess, though.
Yeah. Okay. First one, it's going to be Top Gun.
I know it's not Anthony Edwards. I want to say for one person, but I'm not sure. I know I'm going to regret this. Just go ahead and say the next name. Okay. I did not think that would be his top one. Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Did not expect that Top Gun to be his top.
Yeah.
Then in that case, I would also say he had Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and Jack Reacher.
Jerry Maguire and A Few Good Men.
Ooh, no, I appreciate those choices. I'd rather have that than the bigger money-making, like, because Jack Reacher did pretty well, but Ghost Protocol did a crazy amount of money worldwide.
Drive.
It has to be, I'm hoping, Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Okay, this one should be easy. I say that fully aware I'm probably full of shit. oh, man. Okay, so La La Land, I would say Lars and the Real Girl, and I would also say Crazy Stupid Love.
You got two. You got La La Land and Crazy Stupid Love.
Ooh, I almost didn't say that.
The third one is The Big Short.
Oh, of course. I was
but
trying to think what else
he's because he was in it, but then he wasn't in it for that long.
Sure.
Yeah, so I was like, that's interesting how that's...
Did he get nominated, though, for supporting?
Let's see.
I know Bale got nominated.
No, he's only been nominated for Lars? Half Nelson
oh, no,
and
half.
La La Land.
That's right.
All
right,
you go.
I think you should get this one. Except I don't like the first one for this person.
Okay.
Shutter Island. That's terrible.
Okay, give me another one because I think I have an idea, but I don't want
Dawson's it. Creek. Blue Valentine.
Michelle Williams.
Yeah. Which I never would have guessed she was... I forgot she was in Shutter Island.
Yeah, the fuck she was the wife, yeah.
Oh, Dolores, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you
that's
got one
crazy.
Point...
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know that should not be your top movie.
No.
I think Blue Valentine would have a better chance to be top movie. So, you got 1 point for her name. What would be the last film...
That she's known for?
Yeah.
My Wig of Marilyn?
Yep.
All right.
I thought for sure that'd be like her top one.
I know, because that's what she won for. Did she win? She won.
I think she won. I'm not going to fact check. This one's fun. The Avengers.
Oh, God. Another one, please.
Iron Man.
There's still so many. Robert Downey Jr.
Yep.
Okay.
What are his next two?
God damn it.
They lean into some algorithm factors more than others in this one.
Avengers Age of Ultron. I give up.
Come on, guess one more.
Okay. Captain America Civil War.
Okay, so that was good guesses. Age of Ultron was number 4.
Okay.
Iron Man 3 was number 3. Cause
oh, wow.
It was the third highest grossing movie ever of Marvel's.
Mm-hmm.
So, poor guy is now branded Marvel forever. All of his other work, fuck it. Chaplin, good luck with that. You never see that again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, it's just weird. Let's do one more and wrap up here.
Okay.
I'm going to make it really fun. All right, here we go. This person is known for The Shining.
Jack Nicholson.
That's right. So what are the other three that he would be known for?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
Batman, the one that he's in.
Just called Batman?
Batman.
Okay. Yep.
There's one where he's in, like, in sunglasses.
It's everything he's ever been in, including his, like, every appearance he's ever in.
Bucket list.
This is the picture of him. It's sunglasses.
Oh my gosh.
So his top four, except you did not get any of them.
Okay.
But I would say I'm happy with these, but I'm not a big fan of the order.
Okay.
So The Shining, sure, it's great. Number one. Number two is The Departed.
Oh yeah. Oh, see, that's what I was like. I knew there was something else that he did that was big.
Number three, As Good As It Gets.
I've never even seen it.
It's a fucking awesome movie. Helen Hunt, him, Greg Kinnear, Hank Azaria, I think, some role in it. Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr., sorry. And the fourth one, which I think should be number two, if anything. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest should be there too, but Chinatown. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen Chinatown, but I read it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I know, even if you know what happens, and it's still such a great film. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Yeah, so that's the Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Point is, I'm trying to give it proper credit because it got so confusing. Mm-hmm. It was on a radio show beforehand, and Doug was on that show and adapted it to his show. And it's so fun for me as a listener to listen to it. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd share and help people hear of this game. So yeah, listen to his show for more of that. And we'll try it again when we have more people. I'd love to have, especially if we have you and Alex, but also another guest or something like Dan again.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. But I'm excited because next week we have a couple of exciting things. So Alex had mentioned to me, because you weren't here for the last episode, we wanted to talk about My Week with Marilyn, your communal film. Well, we also said, Alex is like, well, why don't we just keep things on track and do mine as well? I'm like, well, that's interesting. So we could try doing that. Mm-hmm. No promises to the audience, but we're going to try to do My Week with Marilyn as Tim's movie. And then Alex's communal movie, which he's told me, is the new Netflix purchased, came out on the 31st of March, Sundance film, The Discovery. So it's starring Robert Redford, Jason Segel, Rooney Mara, Jesse Plemons, really great cast. It's about this world that a year after they find out life after death exists and there's scientific, irrefutable proof that there is life after death. And so it's a really cool premise. Not sure where it's going to go. Alex is really excited to talk about the ending with me, but I told him I'm waiting to see it. But now I have a reason. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump back over to Alex and me in the past because we talked about my 52 pickup and then closed the show.
Okay.
But so tune in next week. We're going to try to do two communal films, and I'm super excited for the topics for 54. I'm seriously jazzed about the topics for this next topic episode. Oh, I cannot wait. All right. So take it over, Jamie and Tim. You have anything else to say, plug while we're here?
So yeah, follow me on Instagram at Tim Jim Lim Artist.
Yeah, that was our show, episode 52. Where can we find your work, Alex?
My work is on my blog at Doggone Movie Reviews.
I also linked to it in the show notes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you should just click that. And then my Instagram is at @meandmyblazer.
He uses it a lot.
I do. And that's it. You actually use your Instagram a lot, too.
I'm starting to use it more. I haven't... my friend started doing it like three years ago. I'm like, I never wanted to do it. I didn't have time for even Facebook. But now I'm trying it. It's fun.
You got it like a month ago, right?
A little over that, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'm surprised my name didn't get taken yet. So Guy on a Wire there. Yeah. Like everything else, guyonawire.com, where this post every week. I also write my cancer story there, yet to be titled. I'm thinking of a title, which I put in my notes, so you'll have to read if you want to know about that. You'll have to read my blog if you want to know the real title, maybe.
The Big C. Oh, wait.
That Big C was already that's a C word, right?
No, I think it's the Big C.
Okay, I'm thinking of the L word and then the Big C.
You know what? I was getting those confused, too.
Yep. The Big L. And then, of course, not only are we Guy on a Wire there, I'm Guy on a Wire on Twitter. I know that we never talk about our personal Twitters much, but that's that. Do you have Twitter, right?
I do. It's kind of, I don't really use it much, but it's at AlexHoward11.
Okay. So this show is on iTunes, so rate us there, review us there. We'd love to have... us. That'd be cool. Well, you can't
like... On Facebook, sorry.
Well, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Facebook.
No. On iTunes, we have subscriptions. We love to have ratings, reviews. We want to get bumped up to get seen more because obviously we don't get a lot of people listening to us.
if you rate us, we'll start giving you coupons to Dollar Shave Club maybe. And
we'll see if we get sponsors. It's like a vicious cycle. It's a catch-22. We have to have the listeners to get that stuff and vice versa. So help us out. And I would say also help us out on Facebook because we're trying to get more interactive. So I'd love to hear what people on Facebook think their 52 pickup would be if they did their own. So what movie would you watch once a week, or which movies would you watch once a week to revisit as which movie shaped you as a movie lover? That's what we want to see. So on Facebook, we're Not Quite Hollywood. If you ever want to reach us on Twitter, we're at NQHPod. And for any long form questions, any whatever else.
Any questions that are more than 100. What is it, 20 characters?
44.
Yeah.
Now email us at notquitepod@gmail.com. Tim will do his plugs if he's here. Well, theoretically, he'll be here.
Okay.
Theoretically, I already talked to him future yesterday from us.
Okay.
3 days ago for people who are listening. We'll see how that works out. Tim, we'd love to have you on the show again one day.
That's a trip.
I know, right? Fucking time travel. Fourth dimension, man. Yeah, so this has been Not Quite Hollywood, episode 52. Next week, we hope to have Tim on again to talk about his communal film, My Week with Marilyn, so please listen for that. And until then, I'm Jamie.
I'm Alex.
And this is the end.
So
bye.